Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen X-rays of lungs when people have pneumonia. Just be glad you're slowly getting all that out of there, because that can mess with you. And I'll throw KV8 RVP in there. I don't know if you watch much YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. I actually have a YouTube paid membership. It's like $12.99 a month or something. I don't have to watch any commercials, so you can watch a lot more without having to watch the commercials. But there's a guy on there. He's got a weird channel name. It's like Ford Techmoloco. But he used to be a Ford mechanic at a dealership, and he branched out several years ago and has his own shop now. And he goes over failure points on. He mostly works on trucks, but every once in a while you'll see him work on a 2-liter four-cylinder out of a Focus or something, or a transmission, but mostly Ford pickup trucks. And he had one come in he worked on in the last week. It was rattling. The guy had taken it into a shop and said he needed a new engine. And they brought it to his shop for a second opinion, started up, listened to it, and he's like, "It doesn't need a new engine. That's just the timing chain tensioner that's broke." Sure enough, he took the front cover off and replaced the timing chain guide and tensioner and put it back together and started up. You could hear it, and it sounded purring like a kitten. But pretty interesting. Talks about the common failures on the V8 and the EcoBoost V6s. I think there's a 2.7 and a 3.5, but pretty interesting. Shows you points to work on your own car and when you might need to take it to a professional.